Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, before this episode starts, I just want to let you know that Self-Interrupted has an Instagram, and if you want to be part of the Season 3 PR list, you have to be following the Instagram on Self-Interrupted to get some gifts sent to your doorstep. So go ahead and do that if you haven't already, but please enjoy the finale of Self-Interrupted Season 2. Oh, how am I doing? Thank you so much for asking. I was up at 4:28 this morning. That's a.m. actually. 4:28 a.m. Not 5 a.m. Not 6 a.m. like a normal person. 4:28 a.m. Oh, okay. There I was at 5 a.m. in my kitchen eating dark chocolate covered almonds with my cat. Then at 5:30, I was in the bathroom acting as if I was arguing with someone in the mirror. Do you guys ever do that? Actually, no. I don't want the judgment, actually, because I know that you do the same. I like to act out an argument with just myself. Because, baby, let me tell you, the Christmas period is coming up, and I know my relatives are going to try it around the Christmas dinner table. So I'm getting prepared to go into battle. If any of my siblings were to walk out onto the landing, they'd see the lit up perimeter of the bathroom door and just hear whispers of like, I work really hard, actually, as a model. You don't understand my job. You guys, welcome to season 2, the season 2 finale. Oh my goodness, I can't believe that it's the end of Self-Interrupted season 2. Today we're talking about how to enter 2024 the correct way. I'm not going to be here for you guys when you do enter 2024, but I think it's just nice to have a bit of, I don't know, a helping hand to guide you. So we're going to be talking about, you know, my intentions for 2024. And we're also going to be looking back on season 2 of Self-Interrupted and see what we can take from this season into the new year. But before I do that, I need to catch you guys up on this week because it has been quite actually life-changing. So let's talk about it. First of all, I need to get this out of the way. I had the most traumatic experience getting laser hair removal this week. This was 2 days ago, maybe three. It was on Sunday. I'm currently recording this on a Tuesday. There I was. It's London. Picture it, okay? London. I was feeling good. I went to Starbucks prior, just randomly. And I actually got an almond croissant for the first time. You guys know me. I'm a gluten-free diva. But around Christmas time, I always accidentally eat gluten. So I like to prepare my stomach. That's what I tell myself anyway. I just wanted an almond croissant, okay? Relax. Had an almond croissant, didn't like it that much. It was fine. I had overnight oats as well. And then I also got a ginger shot because I have been in the trenches with the cold, but I'm coming out of it, okay? Anyway, I was just prepping for laser. I thought it was going to be like any other laser session. I arrive at the clinic, go downstairs, lay on the medical bed, and I'm having a little gossip with my laser technician. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to put the goggles on you and then I'm going to get started. She starts zapping this laser on my face. And immediately I think, this is intense. Why am I clenching? This is the part of my face where it shouldn't normally hurt. She put it on the highest setting without telling me. To be fair to her, she doesn't have to tell me, but it would have been nice to at least get a warning. She also did ask. She said, oh, is that all okay for you? And I was like, yeah, no, of course. It actually feels great. It feels incredible, actually. Like, let's talk. It's incredible. It felt awful. I was clenching. I was trying. I was fighting for my life, actually. On this bed, I was Pilates breathing. Because if I didn't, I would have just held my breath and passed out. And the thing is, when you get laser, you have the little contraption is like, you have the laser on the bottom, and then on the top, you have really cold air coming out. I think it's so it doesn't burn your face, I want to say, and it just cools down your face while, you know, a laser's hitting it. Once the lasering stops, the air stops. Once she stopped, my face felt like it was burning. So I said, give me the air now. I need it. 5 minutes, I was sitting on that medical bed, spraying my face with this air. She was like, okay, do you want to come back up? And I said, no, I need to go to the bathroom really, really, really quickly. I look in the bathroom, my face is deformed with swelling. And I'm not talking just like, oh, my cheeks are a little bit blood. No, my chin looked like it had uneven filler put into it. And it was hard, like hard as a brick. And it is normal, but it's just a bit worrying. It is a bit worrying when you look in the mirror and you don't recognize yourself. You're like, oh, okay. And honestly, I've got to be real. And I'm going to be honest with you guys here at Self Interrupted. It hasn't gone down. And I am sitting in front of the camera. I'm a brave person. I'm sitting in front of the camera and my swelling hasn't gone down. That is the reason why I'm wearing makeup today. I've done my hair today and I've done my nails. Another reason was probably because I was up at 4:28 in the morning and I had time to kill. But I just thought, you know, for the finale, I wanted to give a little glam, and I also wanted to cover up the redness. After I got laser, I then went to Selfridges because I had to do a bit of last minute Christmas shopping. If you don't know what Selfridges is, it's like a massive department store in London, probably one of the most famous. And people from around the country come to visit Selfridges around Christmas time. So God knows why I had the smart idea of going. It was the pits. Oh my gosh. So many people packed into a store like sardines. And the things with Selfridges is that you have to kind of stop to look, and when there's so many people pushing up against you, you feel like you have to keep moving forward, so you don't really get to look at the products you actually want to look at. So I went in and out of Selfridges. I could not hack it, honestly. The brave soldiers in Selfridges, good for you. Could not be me. And then when I got home, I was honestly feeling a little bit traumatized from laser, so I decided to make a really lovely pie. I used to make a pie when I was younger and not vegetarian. It was a chicken leek bacon and mushroom pie with like a creamy cheesy sauce, and I used to call it Iggle Piggle Pie. I don't know why. I don't know what that is about. I think it's Iggle Piggle from a show called In the Night Garden. I'm not too sure. Anyway, Iggle Piggle Pie was the vibe for a couple of days ago after my traumatic laser session, and I veganized it and gluten-freeanized it, and it was really, really lovely. I had the whole tray while watching The Crown randomly. Not really like a show of my choice, but I love a rom-com, and the new season is basically the rom-com of Kate and William. I love an old money rom-com. I love Pride and Prejudice. I liked The Crown. It was good. I watched it for half an hour, finished eating, and I said, why am I watching this actually? Shut the laptop real quick. But let me catch you guys up on what's been going on before that since I last talked to you. Last week, I did a shoot for Self-Interrupted Season 3 on the farm with my friends Hanifa and Emma, which was really exciting. It was one of those days though. It was an outdoor shoot, and outdoor shoots, especially in winter, can be super temperamental because of the weather. Like, the morning was crazy. I think call time was, I want to say, about like 12, and from like 6 a.m. I was just looking at the weather hoping it wouldn't rain, and to be fair, it didn't. It was just really overcast, and I guess that's kind of actually okay for lighting. But I'm so excited for you to see these photos. I really think that you're gonna like them. I actually haven't seen them yet, but Emma did like some behind the scenes footage, which is really fun, and it looks really cool. So I'm really excited for you guys to see that. And you know what? I was the hostess with the mostess, because I did like some lunch for everyone. I bought pizza, I bought veggies with hummus, I bought crisps and popcorn and olives. Yeah, exactly. Hostess with the mostess. That was kind of it. Oh, on my notes, I have TikTok crush. I do have a new crush on someone on TikTok, which is tough. And I have screenshotted his photo, and I look at it maybe 10 minutes before I go to bed, just so that I can like make sure that he's going to be in my dreams. Do you guys do that? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I a bit too vulnerable on this podcast? But I think it's quite endearing. Maybe it's endearing. I don't know. Maybe I just sound a bit crazy. And yeah, that's honestly all I was doing this past week. And the last thing on my catch-up notes is just season 2 over. And I guess I just want to talk about it really quickly. Season 2 has been incredible, and I really, really appreciate everyone. Seriously, everyone, for listening to this podcast. I announced season 2 on the 28th of July, and I remember looking at the date that I was going to put out the finale, which is today. I remember looking at the 20th of December and just thinking, oh my God, I have so much work ahead of me. Can I even do this? And we've done it, you guys. We're here. And I feel like these 5 months have gone so quickly, honestly. And I'm really excited for season 3 of Self Interrupted. I am, like I've said in the past, I'm going to take a couple of months off just so that I can live and come back to you guys and obviously catch you guys up. Yeah, I'm going to take a couple of months off. It'll go quicker than you think it will, and I'll be waiting for you. I hope that you'll be waiting for me. But yeah, really thank you for season 2, and I don't know, just making me a part of your routine. It means a lot. But I think that is the catch up of the week. Let's get into the topic of the day, which is how to enter 2024 the correct way. Entering a new year can be really inspirational if you do it the right way. By this, I mean setting goals for yourself is all well and good, but setting so many goals, pressurizing the year is really stressful. And you honestly, maybe you want to do your year like that. But for me personally, I've recently found out that sometimes setting goals for yourself is good, but setting too many can actually do more harm than good. So entering a new year, I've recently started doing more intentions rather than just straight up having a goal. Of course I have my goals here and there, but they're not as set in stone, because when I don't reach a goal, sometimes I do feel slightly bad about myself. Of course. But when I have intentions, it's something that I can consistently use throughout the year. Do you know what I mean? And when you can take something from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, for me, it's more inspirational because it's something that I can always tap into. A goal of mine, for example, maybe it's like being on the cover of a magazine. That can only happen once, right? You know, I'm only going to complete that goal once in the year. Maybe I'll be in several covers of a magazine, but you only hit that goal once and you're always working up towards that. But if you have these intentions that are kind of like a thread throughout the year for you, you can always just remember these intentions and tap into them. And for me, I find that really inspiring. And this episode was really inspired by a chat that I was having with Olivia recently at the local coffee shop. We were talking obviously about going into 2024, and I was saying how for me, 2023 has been almost like a build up to 2024. I feel like career wise, the year has been ever so slightly successful, not as successful as I wanted it to be. The agency that I was with didn't get me a lot of work. I was in Paris. I didn't have any work when I was in Paris. And I feel like I have very much been left to my own devices. But I think in some ways, that has been a lesson that I needed to learn, because I've learned, obviously I've put a lot more time into Self-Interrupted and I've grown this brand, but I've also grown as myself as a being, not myself as a model, which I think is really important to point out. And to become the best version of yourself, you really need to work on yourself. And I feel like this year I really have been working on myself, whether that's aesthetically, you know, getting laser, growing my hair and then cutting my hair, or if it's mentally, like talking through it on the podcast, which another section of this episode is going to be talking about stuff that we've learned from Self-Interrupted season 2 that we can bring into 2024. And for me, 2023 has just been the year of growing and developing as myself so that I can push myself as much as I can in 2024. And this chat that I was having with Olivia, I was just saying in 2024, I'm going to know my worth. I'm going to be unapologetic because I deserve it. I know that I'm worth it and I'm going to get what I deserve. You and I both, honestly, you listening to this, you know what you deserve. So why are we settling for less? I'm sorry. Sorry, why are we going with smaller agencies? Why are we getting the smaller job? Why aren't we asking for a pay rise when we should have one? Because we deserve that. And in 2024, baby, I am taking no prisoners. I don't know if that's the right saying, but you know what I mean. I am getting signed to a nice big agency. I'm getting the work that I deserve. I'm signing contracts that favor me, that don't just favor these other people and these greedy people in the industry. I'm sorry, I had to say it. And one of my main intentions is, like I said, knowing my worth and being unapologetic about it. I'm not going to be shy. I'm not going to dim my shine because I'm scared it will make me look, I don't know, a bit narcissistic or pretentious, whatever. When you are good at something, you need to let it be known so that people don't trample all over you. And I see so many other people do it. Specifically, let's talk about it, men. Actually, yeah, I see men do it all the time and they're getting what they want. So why can't we, the girls? Let's do it. 2024, pinky promise me, bestie, we are going to be getting what we deserve because we deserve it. I'm also tired of seeing like people that I know deserve better not getting better. And I know that they think the same for me. Honestly, I want to do it for them as well so that they can look at me and be like, Kit's getting what Kit deserves. I really want you to do it for not only yourself, but for me and for everyone around you. Piggybacking off of this, I really want to have a constant belief system in myself. Recently, always, okay, this is kind of, I don't know, after laser hair removal, I always go through a bit of gender dysphoria, which then kind of links to, I don't know, my career as a model. I do want to do, in season 3, I want to do an episode all about gender and gender dysphoria and how that really affects my life. But after I get laser hair removal, hair kind of grows through and I feel a bit more masculine. And I kind of doubt my position in the industry just due to the fact that I just don't feel confident. And, you know, obviously confidence and being a model should go hand in hand. And when I lose that confidence, I lose that belief system in myself. And I don't want to be doing that in 2024 because I know my worth. I know that there are other people in this industry that are getting what they deserve. And that's what I should be doing as well. Having a constant belief system in yourself is so important, because unwavering confidence is not only great to have in your career, but it's also attractive. And honestly, sorry, let's add another intention onto this. I'm intentionally looking for love. Yeah, I said it, but sorry. I am. Guys, I'm tired. I want to be going on dates in 2024. Yeah, I do. I want someone to be treating me well. And you know what I don't want? I don't want these people on, you know, dating apps, over Messenger, just not, again, knowing my worth. Sorry. You're applying one word to my paragraph? Oh, you can actually, I'll push you into the trenches, quite frankly. You don't deserve any more of my time. And I'm going to have a conversation with myself where I'm going to say, stop putting time into these men that do not care about you, but are just stringing you along for their own ego. I really want to, I want to start going on dates, because then I want to start talking to you guys about it. Obviously, like, if it goes well, I won't be talking to you guys about it. But if it goes flop, like, imagine me doing like episodes on like flop dates. That would be so fun. But yeah, I really just want to like, I want to put forward my best energy, so that obviously you've got to love yourself so that you can love other people as well. And I want to really, I want to practice that, you know, and I really want to start going on dates. And also I want to set an intention for making new friends and being open to making new friends and doing plans. I am such a, if I've made a plan with you, I will go through with it, but I'm not one to make a plan. I am one to say no quite a lot. And I want to be making an effort to nourish these relationships in my life and allow other ones to come in. I think also this year, I feel like I've been kind of hermited. I don't know. I feel like I haven't really been into London as much as I could, because obviously on the farm, it's very secluded. And I do feel like, especially these past few months, I just have very much just been in the house. And next year, I really, really want to just be social, more social. I want to just put myself out there a bit more. I think all of these really link, you know, knowing my worth. It doesn't just have to do with your career, but it can do with the fact that you know that you're a good friend. You know that you'd be a great girlfriend, a great boyfriend, a great partner. And having that belief system in yourself that, again, you deserve that is so important. And I think going into 2024, I want these things to be cemented. I don't want to be thinking, oh yeah, no, I do. Oh yeah, I do think. No, I know that I am this. It's just foundation. It's just already locked in there. And I want you guys to do the same thing. I want you to go into 2024 having this. And you know what? We said it on the podcast before. If you don't feel it, fake it. Fake it until you make it, because trust and believe, it works. This time last year, I was not as confident as I am now. And I think I do think it's important to look back on the year that you have had, because I mean, this past year, I feel like I have grown. And something that really was poignant to me was the fact that we started Self-Interrupted this year. I cannot believe that Self-Interrupted only began this year. I feel like I've been doing this for like at least 2 years. Even just January, like when season one came out, January, compared to August when season two of Self-Interrupted came out, I feel like that is completely night and day. I look back at myself from January and I feel like I just have a whole different perspective on life. January of this year for me, it felt very, if I could put a color to it, it was like a dark purple. And I didn't feel confident and I didn't feel great about myself. And I've talked about it on the podcast in season one, and I've talked about my infamous breakdown around I think it was February of 2023 around Fashion Week. And it was really tough. I really didn't believe in myself. I didn't know my worth, you know, all these intentions that I'm setting for 2024 so that I don't feel this way again. I really believe that, you know, the color for that was like a dark purple, and I felt kind of isolated. But coming into, I would say, August onwards, I feel like it was like a blue, you know, like a pastel blue. And I feel like I've definitely grown and I've evolved so drastically this year. I am very aware that these episodes where I'm talking about, you know, intentions for the year and like, I don't know, I feel like I'm very much saying me, I. I'm talking very much about myself. I want you to know that like when I'm saying this, I do mean like you as well. Like I feel like we have grown this year, and I really hope that you have as well. And if you haven't, it's perfect timing, because 2024 is around the corner and there is time for you to grow. In season 2 of Self Interrupted, I have put out 20 episodes. And looking back, I think that there are a few episodes that we can touch on that may be inspiring while entering 2024. First of all, how to enter a new era. Kind of a perfect start, if we're going to be honest. I started the season off with this episode because I was scared I was going to be copyrighted and sued, because in season 1 I used to say that I won so many awards, and then I realized that it was actually illegal to do that, so I had to flip the script really quickly, and I got inspired to talk about how to enter a new era. And I think 2024, entering a new year, is the perfect time to enter a new era. In this episode, I talked about the fact that entering a new era can be really inspirational for you, and it doesn't have to be serious. Entering a new era can be as easy as changing your hair color and saying you're in your black hair era, and it just sets up a new chapter for you. And I think entering a new year, having little chapters that you can almost complete throughout your year is really inspirational to me. I'm someone that likes to get from point A to point B. And when I get to point B, I like to close that little chapter and move on to the next one. And for me, having this idea of eras was really inspirational. Moving on to basing my worth on analytics. Okay. I felt the mood in the room shift. I remember when I recorded this episode, I was in, you weren't there. No, you were there. Honestly, you were there. You were holding your hands out to reach down at the trenches. I was at the pits. I wasn't even in the trenches. I was down at the pits. When I recorded this episode, I was so annoyed at the modeling industry. And honestly, I still kind of am annoyed at the modeling industry. And if I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, I have kind of been turned off of the modeling industry. Sorry, I've said it. I don't know if it was kind of obvious because I haven't really talked about modeling all that much recently. But ever since this episode, I've been turned off of the modeling industry because I'm so bored of social media. I really am. I'm bored of TikTok. I'm bored of the modeling industry favoring people on TikTok. It's so tiring to me, and it's so obvious. It's so obvious. And it goes back to me setting my intentions. I am setting my intentions for knowing my worth, because even if I don't have 10 million followers on Instagram, 20 million on TikTok, I know that I'm better than half of the models that do. Oh, sorry. Not that I'm comparing, not that it's a competition, but if it was, baby, I'd be winning. Who said that? But you've got to know your worth. And I'm going to be telling these people when I'm in these agency meetings, I'm going to be saying, listen, I know I don't have 20 million followers. And I know the reason why you're not snapping me up right now is because I don't have that. But let's forget about that and look at the talent, because I know what I have. And I want you to do the same thing, because I know that when I'm sitting here, I feel like it's very self-indulged of me to say, I know that I'm good at my job. But I know that you're sitting and thinking the same thing. I know that you are. Whether it's a 9-to-5 job that you have, a corporate job that you have, whether you're a baker, whether you're a bloody astronaut, okay? If you're good at your job, you need to let it be known. Because I'm tired of people walking all over me, specifically because of analytics. And I'm not going to allow myself to fall into that same trap, because the self-worth was at an all-time low. And I never want to go back down there again. Because what was I doing? I didn't think that I was good enough because what? Someone had more followers than me? Like, be serious. When it actually comes back down to it, if you boil it down to having passion as well, having passion for the job that you have, it's so important to keep that passion. When I was just constantly in this machine of posting TikToks and caring about the engagement, that passion was slowly, not even slowly, actually very quickly dwindling. I was so bored. I was like, what are we doing? This is such a waste of my time, my passion. And that's why I really started focusing on Self-Interrupted. And you would definitely be able to notice. I don't really upload as regularly to my TikTok. I used to upload every single day. Now I barely upload once a week on my TikTok, if I'm going to be honest. I barely upload on Instagram. Self-Interrupted for me is just such a safe space to talk. I kind of come on here with my heart on my sleeve, hoping that someone's going to relate to it. And then most of you do, if not all of you do. Speaking of wearing my heart on my sleeve, the next episode that I want to talk about is Overnight Success. This episode, I think this was the episode that I filmed outside, which was really, you know, a change of scenery. But I had wanted to record this episode since recording Basing My Worth on Analytics. I remember this was kind of like my comeback era for me. I was reminding myself that overnight success isn't real. And going into 2024, if you don't achieve every single goal that you have set for yourself, you are not a failure. You just haven't achieved them yet. And that's okay. That's why sometimes I think that setting goals for yourself in some ways can be toxic. Only in some ways, of course. I think it's very inspiring to set goals. But when you have such a strict timeline on when you want to achieve these goals, that's when I think it can become slightly toxic. Yes, you're working towards them more. Maybe it inspires you more. But what if you don't reach them? What do you think about yourself now that you haven't reached those goals? Do you think that you're good? Do you think that you're better? Do you think that you're worse? Most likely you're thinking you're worse because you haven't reached what you thought you could at the beginning of the year. That's why I'm saying, baby, overnight success is not real. And I actually really love that episode. Moving on to the next episode that I think will inspire you in your 2024 journey, which is the fear of settling for less. This can inspire you in many ways, in many factors of your life. For me, going into 2024, I think it's going to mainly inspire me in my romantic era. Because let me tell you, if we're talking about how to enter a new era, 2024, I believe, you're hearing it here first, my romantic era. I think in 2024, I'm going to be in my first relationship. Ooh, but you know what I'm not going to be doing? Settling for less. I don't want my first relationship to be with a dud. Sorry. No, it's not going to happen. If you're not here for me, baby, you can, the exit door is over there and I'll push you out on your way out, actually. But other than just romantic, also the job. I know I keep going back to modeling, but in 2024, I think modeling is going to be something I'm really focusing on. It's the supermodel era. No, it truly is. I am not going to be settling for some management that's flop. Sorry, you haven't got me a job in a year. What am I still doing with you? In your 2024, I don't want you to settle for less either. Whether that's your corporate job, whether that's relationships with family, with friends, with lovers, do not settle for less. And also with yourself, actually, let's talk about it. I want you to put in the love, put in the time of yourself, whether that's a skincare routine in the morning. It's the way that you talk to yourself. The last episode from Self-Interrupted Season 2 that's going to inspire me during 2024 is the most recent episode, which was They're a Bad Friend, But You Knew That. I would say I've already started putting this action into play in my life, but I am not going to lower my standards for anyone next year. If they ask if they've been a bad friend, I'm not just going to sit there and be like, oh my God, no, it's so far. Don't be silly. Oh my gosh, you're just busy like I was before. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to be confrontational about it. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be like, you know what? You have been a little bit of a bad friend. No, you have. And that's okay. And I'm just not going to put up with that anymore because I know my worth. Again, those intentions that I'm going into 2024 with, I know my worth. And I know that I'm also a good friend. And I don't want to be putting up with this behavior from people that were in my life in 2024. That's not what I deserve, and it's not what you deserve, bestie. We deserve to be surrounded by the best people, surrounded by the best intentions, and surrounded by the best energy. And that's why I really think that Self-Interrupted Season 2 has helped me evolve this year, and it's helped me take the steps to enter 2024 the best way that I possibly can. In conclusion, I'm excited to set my intentions for 2024. I'm excited for the clean slate, and I'm excited to talk to you guys about it when I come back for Season 3. That is how I would enter 2024. The correct way, specifically using Self-Interrupted Season 2 as inspiration. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self-Interrupted. I really want to thank you for listening to Season 2. This season has been really one that has allowed me to evolve. I know that I've done an episode on evolution of yourself, and I think that evolving has been a thread throughout this season. I feel like this has very much been the coming of age season for me. And I hope that that has kind of translated to you guys as well. I feel like it has, you know, I really think that this season has been, I don't know, just pushing myself out of my comfort zone to talk about stuff that is kind of vulnerable. But also, I don't know, just you guys have been so supportive. And when, you know, you share this on your stories and you DM me, it really, really means the world. And I would not be doing seasons of this podcast if it wasn't for you listening. I mean, I the fact that I'm doing Season 3 is crazy. I mean, the idea that enough people listen to this that it makes me think that people would want a Season 3 again is crazy. So really, really, really thank you so much. This season has been so much fun. It started off kind of bumpy with me having to rebrand within 20 minutes. If you don't know the story on that, go and listen to the first episode of Season 2 titled How to Enter a New Era. But other than that, thank you so much for listening to this season of Self-Interrupted. If you have enjoyed, please make sure to like and share. Share it with your friends. That would really mean a lot. It really helps the podcast out. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, you can follow it at Self-Interrupted Pod on Instagram and on TikTok. I will be continuing to upload on these social media platforms while we are on a break. If you want to follow my personal social media, you can follow me over at kit.costello on Instagram and on TikTok. You can look at my website at www.kitcostello.com. But other than that, for the last time in Season 2, thank you so much for listening and watching. I'm sending you so much love. As always, Kit.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.